Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Encore, exploring new concepts of retirement education. What is it? How long have they been around, and how could it possibly impact your world in a very positive way? Today in the studio, I have Margie Spence. She is the director of Encore. And I also have Helen McDaniel, who is a senior member at large. And we're going to be talking about lifelong learning programs. The Clatsop Community College sponsors Encore. It's an all-volunteer nonprofit, member-driven organization. And 2011 is the 10th anniversary. So this is going to be an exciting program. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Donna. Thanks for having us and giving us a chance to talk about Encore again. We've done it once before, but now we have a special reason, 10 years of existence.
Congratulations. That's very exciting. Looks like people really do want to expand their brain power and learn things, and we know that that keeps us from aging. It's a good thing.
It certainly does, especially when you look at the variety of classes that we have.
Yes, and we'll be
Anything from physical activity, brain activity, you name it, we do it.
That's right, and then all the new studies now are showing that the physical activity helps brain activity.
That's right. Absolutely.
Welcome, Margie Spence.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you here in the studio. And before we talk about Encore and how you all are involved and all the exciting things that are going on with Encore after 10 years, it's grown, please tell us a little bit about yourself personally as a human being here, Helen McDaniel.
All right. I don't know that there's all that much to tell except that I am retired. My husband and I moved here some 14 years ago from the peninsula and 12 years before that from the Seattle area and looking for something to do. When you're retired and, well, you can go out to dinner, you can go to the library, but you want to interact with people too. So we got involved in lots of organizations here. And I have thoroughly enjoyed it. But the one that I've enjoyed most, I think, is Encore. Because I was in on the ground floor when the organization got started and I saw it grow and develop. And that's been really satisfying.
All right. Excellent. And Margie, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, let's see. After I graduated from the University of Michigan, I taught for a while and decided I needed to know more to really do well by my students. So I went back and got a degree in counseling. So I have been a teacher and a counselor and an administrator. And I've lived overseas in Liberia and in Saudi Arabia. And so I have a wide variety of experiences, and I enjoy doing a variety of things. When I came to Astoria 5 years ago, the first people that I met said, oh, you've got to get into Encore. You'll just love it. And that's true. I'm just really pleased that we do have an Encore here, and I'm delighted to be part of it.
And Helen, since you have some history here with Encore, let's talk about how did Encore begin, and what was the concept, and how did the college get involved? Could you just give us a little history of Encore?
Yeah, it was actually generated by the college, and we are still affiliated with the college. And there were two people in the, it wasn't called Lifelong Learning then, it was Community Education Department, and Kitty Pino and Rose Ellsbury. And they heard about programs like that all over the state. In fact, at that time, there were about 300. They went to a conference in California, in Pasadena, where they've got a huge program in adult senior learning. And they got all fired up on that, and they thought, well, we could have something like that here, considering that we do have a rather large senior population compared to other places. So they put a notice in the paper, if anyone's interested in starting an organization for seniors for learning. And I thought, well, that sounds interesting. I went to it, and about 30 people showed up, and they showed us a video, and everybody got fired up, and it was really, yeah, we'll do that. So then a list came around, okay, who is willing to volunteer? Oops, all of a sudden, the 30 went down to about 10, but by golly, we got it started. And we started with about 40 members the first year, once we had the first few classes in place. And we've grown from that to 120 to 145 a year now.
And membership is incredibly nominal. I think it, didn't you say, it's something like $50 for a year membership? Yeah. And then you can go to all of these classes and events and outings and those kinds of things.
We go by the trimester schedule, just like the college does. So our classes have almost the same term as the college classes. We start a little bit later to make it easier on registration and all of that, you know, for the front office. So we go with the college term, and for the $50 membership a year, you can take any of our classes all year long, totally free.
And when you first started this, you had to get volunteer teachers. You had to find people who would teach. So you started out, how did that work out? Hi, well, you're a retired professor. Would you like to?
The first few of us, well, is there anybody here who knows anything?
Or could teach it.
Yeah, you know anything? Well, let's see what others do. They teach this, that. Oh, wow. You know, anybody here know about basket weaving? Well, actually, it didn't get quite that grim, but whatever anybody could do. So we had about four classes to start with. And I had lived in, Margie mentions that she lived in Saudi Arabia. I had lived in Iran. And I said, well, we just came back not too many years ago. And I, you know, oh, what was it like? Yeah, I could teach about Islam. Well, wouldn't you know, after the class was scheduled, we had this horrible 9/11 event. And all of a sudden, everybody wanted to take that class. And so from a small room, we changed it to the pack and almost filled the pack and had a 6-week class on what Islam was actually like in the countries that I had visited. And Dr. Doladad was one of our lecturers at the time. So we brought in other people. And from there, we developed. I'm going to have a class on Islam again in January, considering now all the changes politically and everything, you know, puts a totally different spin on this whole thing. And we thought it was time to update. So we're doing it again.
So classes are evolving depending on the resources of the community. And and we're so fortunate here on the North Coast. There are treasures. There are people living here who have a wide variety of expertise and experience in all kinds of fields.
Oh, yeah, you're quite right. In fact, we do strong-arm retired professors when we find them.
Okay.
And Dr. Steve Burke is one of our instructors.
What does he teach?
He teaches history through literature. Oh. He was a history professor in California, and he picks a book per semester, and then the group reads this and discuss the historical aspects of it. In fact, he's one of the board members at the college, Dr. Burke is.
And one of the best things about these classes, Margie, is that there's no homework. Is that right?
Absolutely. No homework. Unless you're reading a book, then you're expected to go along with it. I'm in Steve Burke's class this semester, and we're studying the Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and it's really eye-opening. And Steve is a wonderful teacher, as is Erhard Gross and Helen, and we have wonderful, wonderful instructors, and some of them repeat classes and some don't. That's another thing that I just would like to mention. We have a variety of classes that change every term. So something that we're studying now, we may not be studying next semester. We wouldn't be. And we have one class, for example, that goes around and visits different art studios this term. And that's been excellent, too.
And where are these classes held then? Because you have outings as well as actual classes in a facility. So
we have various locations. As I said, the college sponsors us and supports us. So some classes may be up at the college. We may have a small class at the Josie Pepper building, which is where our main support comes from at the college, and all of our committee meetings and everything are held there. We have classes at the Seaside Campus, but on top of that, we have classes at the Astoria Senior Center. Right now, that's an iffy one because of the remodeling of City Hall. We have classes in Warrenton. We have them at the Seaside Library. They have been wonderfully gracious to us in making rooms and equipment available. So depending on where the instructor is who teaches the class, and the main support as far as interest, You know, we go anywhere. You have a room, you have something you want to share, some kind of expertise you have, give us a call. We'll put on the class. It's open.
We have had to go to sometimes church fellowship halls.
Uh-huh.
And we have also, as you mentioned before, we have large meetings at the PAC.
And this has evolved over the last 10 years, Helen, from starting out 10 years ago, four classes, and now you have all kinds of classes. You have folk dancing and origins of the human mind and let there be music. So how have you seen things change and this desire on the part of people who are retired to be active, to remain active? Because that whole word retirement, it's changed. It doesn't mean what it used
to mean. It has. The concept has totally changed. And people realize now that, all right, you need to keep yourself in shape if you want to enjoy a healthy retirement. But what does it mean, keep in shape? Okay, you go on a diet, you lose some weight, that's not enough. You know, you do some exercises, that's not enough either. The exercises can become a chore and you don't want to do them anymore. But if you combine all of what you need to do for real enjoyment, healthy enjoyment of older years, with fun, and that's where education comes in. Like the folk dance class you mentioned, it's held at the Astoria Senior Center in the main room, and it's open if members of the Senior Center would like to join the dancing class without joining Encore. They're welcome to do that. But the instructor teaches the steps, teaches the culture behind the individual dance, and thinking, you know, you're doing an exercise. I watched these people. I haven't participated, but I watched a few times. And, wow, they're working at it. But you have to remember the sequence of the steps. You have to remember not to trip over your own feet. It's a good exercise.
And Margie, you're doing it.
Yes, I am in that class, and every week we have somebody new, and it amazes me how they can pick up on these dances. And we do a lot of entrainment where we hold each other's hands and dance that way. Sometimes we dance with partners, and it really is. It's a wonderful class. And Drew Herzig, who teaches it, gives us such a great background with each different dance and where it's from and what we're doing.
And, you know, movement and laughter are vital.
Oh. Yeah.
And I think one component of Encore is this human interaction, this human connection.
Definitely.
Because when people are retired, oftentimes they isolate. If they've had a career where they've interacted at the office, then they suddenly are there at home and maybe they're seeing their children or grandchildren. But perhaps they are, and they think, well, I want to, you know, I'll watch television or I'll read books. It's really, though, human interaction, human connection that keeps us healthy. I mean, in all these longevity studies and people who are happiest, you need to be able to talk and see and touch other people.
And it's amazing how some of these classes open people up to each other, like the dance class or a discussion class or a writing class. We have a memoirs writing class right now. People sitting down and reminiscing about their lives. And one of our members said, well, I try to tell my children, but they don't want to know. And I said, well, write it down. They don't have time to want to know right now. They're in their best earning years. They're raising their own kids. They don't have time, but wait until they get a little bit older. All of a sudden, your life will become more interesting. So if it's written down, they have something to refer to. And in writing it down, you open yourself up to the people in class as well, as they help you remember and get back into those years. And it's just a tremendous thing to see it happen.
Feeds body, mind, and spirit. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about Encore, which is a class of community college sponsored program. It's part of Lifelong Learning. It's an all-volunteer nonprofit organization, and you can become a member if you're over 50 and you live anywhere in this listening area. There are ongoing classes, and we're talking today with Margie Spence. She's the director of Encore, and Helen McDaniel, who's a senior member at large. We're talking about staying vital and being active.
Yes, Donna, I just want to tell you a funny little story. When I moved here from Florida and joined Encore, I was just so thrilled because I met so many interesting and intelligent people. And I told my friends back in Florida about that. And one finally said to me, "You know, your friends in Florida are a little ticked off to think that you had to go to Oregon to meet interesting and intelligent people." But that's just what I feel I've done with Encore.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't have to have a degree or anything to join this. You don't have to have an academic background.
Or even to teach. If someone has been a welder or if someone has traveled extensively or has something that they want to teach. So maybe we should let people, if you have something that you would like to share with Encore
Definitely.
It can become a class, Helen, why don't we let people know how they can contact Encore?
Well, they can call the college and talk to Paula Duncan. She can send out brochures, she can send out information, or she takes information. If you want to be contacted about teaching for us, doing a class, and her number is 503-338-2408. That's 338-2408 at the college. If you can't reach her, our director of curriculum, our chair of that committee, is Jean Wingate, and her number is 503-325-6959. That's 325-6959. If you have an idea for a class, give her a call. She's going to love you.
And I'll leave these numbers here at the studio, here at the radio station. So if you want to call KMUN after this program and you didn't have a chance to write those down, you're driving, and you think, oh, yes, I want to get involved with Encore. Let's talk about some of the classes that are going on right now and when they end and then when your new semester begins. But it sounds like people could also just come and drop in. They can...
Yes, absolutely. I did have somebody contact me who said, well, I think I'll wait until next semester to start that class. And I said, oh, no, we have different classes every semester. And speaking of individuals who may have an interest and want to give a class, one of our members, Doug Balcom, gave a lecture on hybrid cars. And that is something that a lot of us have been interested in. And that's, it was a one-time thing, and it was open to the public. And that's just an example of the kind of a variety of classes. But right now we have the folk dancing, and then we have two classes that are based on books that are going on. We have a book group that Roger Williams leads, and we're going over Bill Moyer's Conversations, and that's excellent. Writing your memoirs is one thing that we've talked about. Poetry appreciation is ongoing. And then the science exchange. We have a lot of folks who are really interested in what's going on and changes in science. And this is part lecture and part people bringing in things that they want to talk about with others who may know something about it. And then, we have a variety of classes that will start anew in January. We go from the 1st of October to the end of November with this term that we're in now. And then we will be starting again January 16th, and that goes through March 9th. Then we take a break again, and then we have one more term before we break for the summer.
We have information. We try to get information on Encore out into the community, but I'm afraid we're not very good about publicizing. We have brochures at the Astoria Senior Center. We try to have them at the Chisholm Center in Seaside, but they run out and we forget to replenish them. So give Jean or the college a call if you want to get in touch with us. But you know, we don't just have classes, we have socials as well. And so don't forget that. Once a month we get together for lunch, and the people who organize that, they pick a restaurant anywhere in the area. Since we have members ranging from a location from Arch Cape to Ocean Park, we try to do the whole gamut of restaurants along the coast. And that is usually publicized in the Daily Astorian. You're always welcome to a lunch bunch meeting and don't have to be a member to come and join that. But I bet you if you do, you're going to join by the time the lunch is over because you'll like the group you're with. Then we have a quarterly social get-together because people tend to take classes in their interest area. So you may never meet all the members of the organization. So we have a social for everyone, and you meet the rest of the group, the rest of the story, as they used to say. And that's the next one coming up is our big Christmas bash sometime in December. I don't know yet where that's going to be. But again, there may be something in the paper if we get a publicity chairman who is on the ball. So if you're out there and you like doing publicity,
it sounds like Encore could use you.
Absolutely. Yes, most definitely.
Right. Well, the most important thing is that you're having fun learning, because a lot of times people think, oh, taking a class, and there's perhaps a negative connotation, or they think work, but this is really about sparking ideas and about curiosity. And curiosity is what also keeps us young and, you know, keeps us flexible and being willing to be open to new ideas. And so what you all are doing is really important, because it's keeping people connected to each other and active in the community. And you also have outings. You went to a festival, didn't you? Go to the Shakespeare Festival?
We went to the Shakespeare Festival a year ago. We weren't able to pull it together for this year, but that was a wonderful outing. We are talking now about doing more day trips, perhaps by carpooling, because the cost of doing buses has gone up so high. But yes, a lot of us like to travel, and we're thinking about the possibilities of more day trips, like just going to Portland to the gardens or whatever.
At one time, we had the idea of going to China.
After we studied
that's
China.
That's ambitious. Okay.
And then we had a whole year of, we called it All Things Chinese. Yes. We studied calligraphy, we studied art, we studied all kinds of different things. But then we found out that actually going to China was a bit ambitious for us. However, that doesn't mean it couldn't happen in the future. You know, if the stars are aligned right and we get the right people together with the energy and a little bit of know-how how to organize this, because we are cheap. We can't pay a travel agency to take us.
And just as an aside on that, we found several people in the community who had either lived there or who had visited there on extensive trips. And so, of course, we had them come in to give us a lecture. We even had Mahjong classes, remember?
Yeah, and they're still going on.
Yes.
So that stayed. Yeah.
What you really are doing is engaging people with this love of learning, and that really that you can tell when someone is really interested. You can see that spark in their eyes, like, really?
Mm-hmm.
And they ask questions, and because I think that today with technology there is a danger that people sink into apathy. They sink into everything is passive. They're receiving all their information through where they don't have to really put themselves out there, and that's not really healthy.
Right. I heard just the other day a definition of old age is where you get to do what you want to do. Nobody is really telling you, you must go here,
right,
and you
I
must
should,
do that.
I should.
And
no
we
shoulds.
Choose, all of us in Encore choose to be there and really enjoy it and each other, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And there's no rigidity. You can come to a class, and then next time you have a doctor appointment, you don't go. Mm-hmm. Then the third one, you go again. That's fine, because most instructors know that we try to keep things self-contained. What we teach for those 2 hours is those 2 hours. So, you know, you come next time, it's a different thing. You don't. It's not, well, you remember what I told you last week? Okay, now you're getting the second part of that. So we try not to do that. And as far as what we offer, it's not rigid either. We don't have a list of taboos. You can't do this and you can't do that. So if you think you have something that other people might be interested in, no matter how weird it sounds, man, nobody's coming out. Oh, I wouldn't say that. You know, give it a try.
Maybe you're an expert on teacups or something.
Right.
Or maybe,
since we don't pay our instructors, we don't have to be specific about how many people we have to have in a class.
And the
students don't pay. The instructor doesn't get paid. So if it's a group of 2 students and 1 instructor, if they want to sit there and talk about it, they can do it. It's a class.
And we have a variety of length of classes. Sometimes we may only have 4 classes on one topic. Occasionally, we'll just have 1 or 2 lectures on a topic. Most of the classes are 6 to 8 weeks long, and that's pretty much up to the instructor. So if you don't think you could do much, that would be that would be available too.
Well, what I think is marvelous about this program, this Encore program, is that it's open and available to anyone over 50. It's there's a very nominal fee. You have classes going on all year and opportunities for people to really learn something that could be that will be fun for them. And you're flexible. There's a lot of flexibility. And I just heard recently, if you're not flexible, you might get bent out of shape. So better to be flexible. And that's also what keeps us, again, you know, in get vital and healthy. So we only have a couple of minutes left. What else would you like the listening audience to know about Encore? And I'm going to leave information here at the radio station if you want to connect with them, if you want to find out about a class, you want to drop into a class, you want to teach a class. Anything else you'd like to say, Margie?
Well, all I can say is just try it and see if you don't like it. I think you will. I just have been delighted to be in a place that has Encore. It's made such a difference for me. I had come from a place where there was no such thing available. And I'm delighted that people like Helen got this started and continue to be there supporting it.
So Margie Spence is saying just put one toe in the water. Just show up. And remember Woody Allen said that half of life or more, most of life is just showing up. Just show up once. Find out some of the things that are going on. There's a music class, book discussion. You know, Helen, you'll be teaching Islam in the winter session. There's folk dancing. So just go and try one thing and see if that doesn't just, you know, spark you.
Right. And I would just say that I'm very grateful that we have a college that supports this kind of thing, because no matter how hard we try by ourselves, we couldn't have it. We don't have the organization, we don't have the expertise, we don't have the wherewithal. And had it not been for the spark that the college initiated, this would not have happened. So I'm really glad we've got such a great organization up on that hill.
For a small community, the North Coast has resources which we perhaps sometimes take for granted, which, just as you pointed out, Margie, don't exist in other places. Right. And so to know that, you know, you don't have to live in an urban area to have, you know, all of these opportunities which are here for us.
Yeah, we're considered full-time college students. We can use the library. We can use all of their facilities up there. Inter-service libraries. I mean, you know, what else do you want? $50 a year. Wow.
All right. I love it. College students at all ages. Yes. And they're because they want to be there. They're choosing to be there. Thank you both so much. And are you going to plan a 10-year celebration party at some point?
We are looking at a possibility for the spring.
Okay.
See if we can pull it together. So watch for announcements.
All right. Excellent. And then new classes will be starting in January.
16th, right.
The 16th. You started this session in October. Mm-hmm. And people can still drop in. They can pick up a brochure at the Astoria Senior Center. Or, again, I'll leave these phone numbers here. Thank you both so much for being
thank
on the show.
You.
Well, thank you for this opportunity again,
absolutely.
Donna.
Encore. Really? I am such a fan of that. These classes, some of them look so appealing to me. I want to go to that class. And they're held at different times. You're saying that usually they're in the daytime, but sometimes now they're going to be some evening classes.
We're going to try and expand to evening and weekends just to be able to get the people to enlist who are working during the day. Yeah.
That's great. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Good on you and good on Encore. I want to thank Kathleen Morgane. She's been the engineer for today's program, and also local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things, expand on them, on feeling good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now, in this moment, the only moment which exists, this moment now, on the amazing planet we call Earth.